Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you.
When Julie's mom passed away from pancreatic cancer in 2008, she was devastated. Julie wanted to find out more about this disease, so she decided to search on the internet. She found the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. Part of their mission is to create hope for pancreatic cancer patients. She was so struck by their mission to create hope for those affected by pancreatic cancer that she became the event coordinator for the Milwaukee affiliate of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, also known as PanCAN. Let's meet Julie right now.
How are you today, Julie?
I am good. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. That was a lot to say right there. So let's jump right in and tell me your relationship with pancreatic cancer and how you became to be a part of PanCAN.
Okay. I am the event coordinator for the Milwaukee affiliate, as you said, and I started, I guess, about a year ago. It would have been late last summer. And how I came about that was I actually lost my mom to pancreatic cancer April 7th, 2008. Oh. And at that time, I actually did not even know about the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And it wasn't until a few months later, looking on the internet, and I actually had wanted to purchase some wristbands, and that's how I found them and found everything that they did and just really was impressed with everything that they did and that they stood for. I went to a walk, Purple Stride Walk in Chicago, summer of 2009, would have been May 2009, and just loved it and loved the people. And that's when I decided to find out if there was one in Milwaukee. Came back, and I did find out that there was an active one. Went to my first meeting, and during my first meeting, realized that they didn't have an event coordinator. So I rose my hand, and I became the event coordinator.
Now, was that a volunteer?
Yes, session? A volunteer basis. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to your mom. You found out that she had, how did that all come about when she was diagnosed and everything?
Well, I guess it would have been spring of 2007. Okay. She had been suffering from epigastric pain. Okay. And had been losing some weight, didn't really have an appetite. She went to the doctor, I guess maybe sometime in May, and they treated her for an ulcer. Went back in June, there was no ulcer, and none of her symptoms had changed. She was actually getting worse. Did some tests, did an endoscopy, found out there was a lot of acid. Then they did a CAT scan. And that was in July, and that's when they found the mass on the pancreas.
What stage was she at when she was diagnosed?
You know, they didn't ever really give us a stage. They didn't have, stage 1, 2, 3, or 4. Basically, what hers was it was so far along that it had been wrapped around the mesentery artery, so it could not be operated on.
Where is the mesentery artery, for those of us who have no idea?
Yeah, It surrounds the pancreas. It's in that whole area, the pancreas, gallbladder, stomach. It's just kind of all in there. And that's why they couldn't do surgery, because the tumor was encapsulated in that, with that artery.
Okay. So could they give her chemo or radiation, or did they just say,
yeah,
I'm sorry?
She did. What she had, actually, she did have a surgery. That surgery was just like a biliary bypass in order for her to be able to eat and to process food. And so they did that. And then she did have chemo. She had 3 rounds of chemo, 6 weeks each. She didn't have any radiation. And she ended up stopping her chemo probably November, I would think, that November of 2007. Okay. She stopped the chemo. She didn't feel well, and they weren't seeing any significant change. Right. So she just decided, to rest.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people do that just because if it's not going to do anything, why put yourself through that?
Exactly.
So do you feel that the doctors could have done just a little more, or being a little more knowledgeable about cancer, that they could have caught it a little earlier?
From what I read and what I hear, there's no way to catch it any earlier. by the time she had that surgery, the surgeon said that the tumor had been growing for 2 years.
Wow.
She had no symptoms until that very end. And yeah, that's why pancreatic cancer is so devastating, is that by the time they find it and it's diagnosed, it's really too far. And there's not much that can be done about it.
So there's no real symptoms?
No, the symptoms seem to be different for a lot of people. Some people turn jaundiced. She did not.
Oh.
People have back pain, which was kind of what she had, that the epigastric went through her back. There are some people who have no symptoms. I think blood clots in their legs, people have gone to the doctor for and found out that was that's what it was a pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, but there are no early symptoms.
That's crazy. And how old was your mom when she was diagnosed?
56.
Now, that's relatively young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know, that's what we're finding, is a lot more and more young people, you know, I mean, your mom's older than the young people that we usually talk about, young people being 15 to 40, but that's relatively young for pancreatic cancer, I would think.
Yeah, and I do actually know of someone who lives close by, she's a survivor, but she was diagnosed when she was 36.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, and she's still here to talk about it. That's amazing.
She's still here, yeah.
Wow. So after you unfortunately lost your mom, you wanted to find out more information about pancreatic cancer.
Right. And then that's when I started researching more about the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And that's when I found that there were so many clinical trials that we didn't know about.
Oh.
And that's what I love about the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, is that they have that. And they have liaisons who will actually talk to you about your nutrition, about your emotional needs.
Right.
Just someone to talk to, and then they can guide you into different clinical trials and see what you fit into. And for some people, they don't want to do that. Like my mom, I don't know if she would have wanted that, but it would have been nice to know that was there.
Exactly.
And it was an option.
Exactly. And I know it's hard to, like, it's overwhelming, because when I was diagnosed, I looked on the internet that day, against my doctor's wishes.
Yeah.
Because it was so, I mean, everything was just so overwhelming. Like, oh my God, I just got diagnosed. Okay, well, I'll just, you know, type on the computer and see what I had. And I think my head felt like I was going to spin off going, what? I could get that. If I take these drugs too, I could get more cancer. Yeah, you know, it was.
Right.
And I think.
Well, we did the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, we researched and we basically, when we researched, and I wrote this in a blog post, we ended up with no hope. Everything we read on the internet was, which is true, the statistics are ridiculous. They're
right.
They're devastating. It's 6% survival rate.
Right.
So I think that knowing that, I think that's why my mom just thought, well, forget it. Why should I do this chemo and be miserable when nothing's going to change? So, and that's what really, really drew me to the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, is that they create hope,
right,
which is really needed. Hope is definitely something that's needed when someone is going through this.
Exactly, because it's very hard, even if it isn't a diagnosis like that with a 6% survival rate, it is very difficult. And it's hard to talk to people. And especially if there's not a lot of pancreatic cancer survivors out there, like your mom, like you said, she's probably just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, and the good thing about social media is, you know, we can get online and go to the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network or go to Facebook, and I know that you guys are on there, and, you know, and share stories, and, you know, you could talk to other survivors or other caregivers and bring your hope of your story along with that.
Right.
So now what else do you do for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network?
Well, haven't done a lot yet, but I'm getting there. We did, in the spring, we went to a Brewers game. It was just kind of like a social outing for everyone to get together. We had two survivors there, which was great to see everyone there. And right now what we're working on is a fashion show for November, November, which is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to do a fashion show, fundraiser, silent auction, and that we're really excited about. So we're really in the middle of that right now. And then our next big thing will be a Purple Stride Walk, which is the nationwide branded walk for Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. We've never done one in Milwaukee, so that will be next June that we're going to do that, and I'm really excited about that. Madison is actually having one this Saturday, and I think they have already 900 walkers.
Oh, wow. Now, do you just raise money for that, or how does that work?
Yeah. There's a website that would be through the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network where you can create your own website and everyone who's registered, and then you can send out emails and send out the links to people to have them sponsor you. And nice. They can donate, they can sponsor, whatever, and that's how the money is raised.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like doing walks like that. I do a lot with the Cancer Society and other events, and I'm actually on the board of a pancreatic cancer group myself.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. I mean, the first cancer, actually, that I lost a good friend to was pancreatic cancer. And he was, you know, like your mom, like you in your blog post here. He was healthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he ate right, but he was a former Marine, so he took care of himself. And then he just started getting sick, and he started losing weight. And the doctor that he went to wasn't doing anything, so he went to a coworker's doctor. And by that time, you know, it was too late, and he tried holistic things. And unfortunately, that was in 1997, so, you know, but I'm assuming that the same rates of survival were about the same in 1997 as they are now.
Yeah, they are. They haven't changed in 40 years, actually, the survival rates. Well, 6% now, and it used to be 5%. So,
well, you know, that's
a little bit.
Oh, that's still, yeah, and now you have Patrick Swayze's wife as your spokesperson, right?
Yes, yeah, she just announced that yesterday, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she'll be on board, and that's good. And that was devastating for a lot of us watching Dirty Dancing growing up to find out that he had pancreatic cancer.
I know, and I'm glad. I mean, I hate that anybody has to suffer and has to pass, but it's nice when someone takes on that role because we are so familiar with him, and now pancreatic cancer has a face to the name.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, because as I tell other survivors, it's like, okay, I'm a breast cancer survivor, and we get a month, and, you know, October should be black and orange for Halloween, but then they turn everything pink, which drives most of us survivors crazy. But, you know, cancer doesn't strike, you know, at the exact month of, like, Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Or, you know, and I think there should be just a nationwide awareness month. Wouldn't it be great if I call you up in a year and say, you know what, it's 15% now instead of 6.
Right.
I mean, how great would that be?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Just to get the word out. Now your money, where does the money go for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network?
The money all goes to the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network for different things, research, clinical research and clinical trials. It's a huge thing. They give out grants to a number of different people, different doctors that are studying. They have different grants. They have a number of different ones, some for very new doctors. And I think that's what they're trying to do is get these young doctors in here, these young ones who are really motivated, and get them in and get them studying and get them doing these tests and these clinical trials. So a lot of the money goes there.
Nice.
Also to just raising awareness.
Right.
And which is huge, because I didn't even know anything about pancreatic cancer. Didn't even know what the pancreas did.
I don't know what the pancreas does either, so.
Yeah, it regulates your blood sugar.
Oh, okay.
At least that's part of it. That's one of the things it does. So I didn't learn that much, but yeah, so I think that's important too, the raising awareness. And then they also have the patient and liaison services, which they call it PALS, which they also put a lot of money into that, into having someone there who can pick up the phone and just talk to you for as long as you need, whether it's just emotional support, whether it's information on nutrition, which I know is a very big deal. My mom had especially because it is with your enzymes and all these things are messed up, and you have to take so many different pills and you can only eat certain things, and it's very trial and error with that and with your diet. So I think having that person to talk to is a great thing too.
And I think the craziest thing about being a cancer survivor is, like, your mom could have the exact same symptoms as someone else, and the medication or the nutrition could be totally different based upon their body chemistry.
Oh, exactly.
And I think that's what drives us cancer survivors, and obviously you and the in your field, a little crazy, because people will come to you and say, well, what can you do for me? It's like, well, there's not one, you know, A, B, C, or D for you. You have to figure it out, which is, I mean, I just wish that would change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's hard being a survivor when they say, well, I'm not sure if this will work, but let's try this.
Yeah.
You know, and especially for somebody who has a 6% chance, we really want that number to go up.
I mean, that's, yeah. I think, like I said, I think that's the hard, one of the hardest things of being a cancer survivor is saying, okay, well, this worked for my friend when she had cancer, but it might not work for me. But we want,
right.
we want something that works for everyone.
Yes.
I, you know, I want to put myself out of a job. That's my, my goal.
That yeah, hey, me too. Out of a volunteer position, that'd be great.
I know, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
It's kind of something I've always said, and I've written that in my blog post too, is that, that I'm going to keep fighting until no more mothers are lost. But, you know, really, and I wrote that, no more daughters, no more fathers, but no one
exactly.
is lost.
Exactly. I know when people yeah. say, oh, you're a breast cancer survivor, it's like there's a lot of just breast cancer advocates, but I'm a cancer advocate because I
yeah.
see, you know, I follow people on Twitter and Facebook and I see kids losing their lives. And like you said, mothers, daughters, sons, friends, and it's just devastating. I just lost a friend of mine actually on Monday. He battled cancer.
I saw that. I am so sorry.
Thank you. He battled cancer 5 times and he had the best attitude of anyone you could possibly imagine. So,
yeah.
So I want it gone.
yeah.
That's what we're
yeah.
here for. That's what
amen.
We're here for. yes. Amen. Exactly. So Julie, give me some information where people can get a hold of you if they need some information about PanCan or your blog or anything.
Okay. I will give a couple.
Yes.
The website for Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is www.pancan.org. And then for me specifically, I have my email address is jlarsen@pancanvolunteer.org. And then for my blog, that is julielarsen.com. And that's LARSEN.
Excellent. Excellent.
Also can follow us on PanCan Milwaukee at Twitter. Twitter at PanCan Milwaukee.
Okay. And you're also on, PanCan is also on Facebook.
Yes.
If they
mm-hmm.
aren't just in the Milwaukee area.
There's the National Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, and then a lot of the affiliates also have their own Facebook page.
Excellent, because as you know, I'm a Facebook junkie, so.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, yes, if you need any help with pancreatic cancer or you know anybody, you should definitely give the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network a call because any kind of cancer is devastating, especially that one. We want to raise those numbers up, and hopefully with Patrick Swayze's wife, you know, behind everybody, we'll get those numbers up. And like I said, next time I talk to you, I want to hear those numbers in the double digits.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome, Julie. I'll wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because, like I said, I am a Facebook junkie. Follow the blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. You can become a fan of The Cancer Warrior on Facebook, The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.